Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for Enlightenment in the City with Eli Hoshotara on the News for the Soul Network. Eli is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong, yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. Eli tells it like it is. Welcome, Eli Hoshotara, back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. My name is Eli Hoshotara. What's my name? I'm here on as your host for this hour on News for the Soul Radio. So, interesting things apart from brain fog. What's my name again? Tell me my name. There's actually been a lot of really interesting stuff going on lately. A lot of things have come up. I'm getting a lot of planetary stuff. I don't normally deal with that stuff, but it's interesting to find out that that's some of the stuff that's being causing issues right now. So let's talk about the stuff that I do deal with. So I think it's really, interesting, and there's a lot of stuff in spirituality, and there's these ideas that we've talked about before about how you're kind of like not supposed to protect yourself in spirituality, doing things in the best interest of all, and that's actually not quite true. Here's the thing, and people have a hard time understanding this. If they're in a lot of pain and suffering, people will have a really hard time understanding this when a person has choice in their life. Now, part of the reason people end up in a lot of emotional pain, you see people who have very hard lives, is because they don't understand to the degree that is necessary how much of their choices impact their life. They don't understand that they have a right to make choices and that responsibility comes with other choices. And that within that, we're all responsible for our lives regardless of whether we want to be or not. Now, sometimes people have, a really hard time with that because they don't see any other way out. It doesn't change anything, really, and that's kind of the sucky part when people are beginning, when people are in a lot of emotional pain, not wanting to take responsibility for our lives, honestly thinking that it's other people's fault for our life being the way that it is, really doesn't change that it's our responsibility for every individual to own their own life and make their own life happen. Some situations we have to be in reality with this. Some people are in situations where it's extraordinarily precarious, such as in physically abusive homes, for example, especially, when people are willing to go a lot darker than just abuse or, if they're willing to go a lot more final on that front, it doesn't change the fact that we are also responsible for our lives. It's just not always going to be safe. Now, there's a difference between actually not being safe and because somebody's going to take you out versus there's the fear of things not being safe and there's going to be people who are on your way out, they're going to extract their pound of flesh, so to speak, whether through beatings, but they may not get to the point of murder. sometimes it's, people will are very abusive and they may wreck your reputation in the community. They may wreck your reputation with your friends. Some people will have to, quite frankly, the only way out is for people who are in very severe situations, the only way out may be, quite frankly, to say goodbye to all friends, all family, do their self-development work like crazy and move somewhere new. And that may be the only way that they're going to be able to survive. Now, thankfully, that's a more extreme end. And most people on the planet are not going through those or through that. And for that, you know, you're going to have to talk to people. Like, for anybody who's going through that, it would be like witness protection. It would be people who are used to dealing with hardened criminals, those sorts of things. That's not my modality. I really want to be clear about this. But there are people who deal with harder aspects of life. That would be a really good place for, like, people who have somatics, a long-standing training for abuse and for criminal behavior with for people who deal with somatics, for people who deal with IFS therapy, internal family systems, those sorts of things. Again, somebody who's used to dealing with, like, long-standing trauma with the Baral Institute, that would be, you know, those sorts of things, provided that it's safe for the practitioner to treat that person and it's safe for that person to go see the appropriate practitioner. You know, so those things do need to come into play. But, you know, short of that, even when people are very, like, emotionally abusive, very toxic, you may never be able to work with certain people. I really want to be clear about this. Not because they can't do their work, and there can be some improvement, but unless people are really willing to make that leap, quite frankly, there are some communities where the whole community is just not going to be able to support any healthy behavior to enough of a degree to be able to do anything but suffer, quite frankly. And from that, people in those situations, you may have to say goodbye to everything in order to make that new leap. And, you know, to try and hold on in those communities and make strides forward makes it next to impossible. Again, not because people can't make those leaps, but because the people that, you know, can make those leaps don't necessarily want to, don't necessarily think that they have to. And there's common problems that go around in terms of thinking when people are dealing with that level of hardship, which is, you know, people think that they shouldn't have to do the work. They think that, like, everybody else is to blame. There's more of an emphasis on negative behaviors and positive behaviors. And it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change that everybody's life is their self-responsibility. But the more that you go into hardship, the less people tend to overall. You will get some who understand it, but a lot just plain won't, or they won't understand it to enough of a degree that they'll actually, and they won't do the work to enough of a degree that they'll actually take themselves out of those communities. So, you know, whether at that level or a lesser level, and I definitely deal with people at the lesser levels of hardship, you know, it's everybody's responsibility to have to do their work in different areas. And that's the only thing that gets people through. And, you know, with choice, people have to understand there is a choice of whether they're going to do their work or not. And that choice is always there. It never goes away. It can be downright scary, especially if you're dealing with, like, a lot of toxic people, emotionally abusive people. And it's one of the reasons why people can, and even that, to leave that, people are going to have to make a very giant leap. It may involve limiting time with certain family members. It may be having to say goodbye to certain family members. It may be having to say goodbye to, you know, certain friends or entire friend groups in some cases, because you may not be able to make it ahead while those people are still doing what they do. Because, like, we do have to be real that these things do create an impact on life. People don't always like to admit that. You know, it's not considered spiritual or enlightened to admit that, but you know, everybody has the choice. So, you know, in spirituality, you kind of got to be careful of the codependency of it. And I've talked about this before where, and this is where the self-protection comes into play, that sometimes people think you're not allowed to protect yourself against the negative or unserving, unhealthy stuff. And quite frankly, that's bullshit. quite frankly, very easily, it's yes, because what it's saying is you're not allowed to, if there's codependency in that area, what people are essentially saying is you're not allowed to protect yourself because somebody else doesn't want to learn, doesn't want to do the work, you know, doesn't want to make the changes, so therefore you're supposed to suffer because they don't want to get off their butts in some certain way. And people have a really hard time with that, but even the people who have a hard time with it will suffer with that when dealing with other people. They're just not correlating that with why they're having such a hard time in life. You know, and it doesn't change anything. So, like, these ideas of, like, you know, doing it for the benefit of everybody, well, doing it for the benefit of everybody doesn't actually include necessarily everybody. Doing something, like, for the good of all is, it's not that you're going to take care of people who don't want to take care of themselves that are going to be too toxic, but it's that if you put that out there in the world, all this goodness, then the people who are willing to make the changes will grab onto that, they'll hold onto that like a life raft to get ahead, to do the things that they need to be doing. And the people that don't want to will view something else as being, you know, for their good. But it's actually not necessarily going to be for their good long term. It's not necessarily going to be healthy for their soul. It's just what they think of as being good for them, even though it's not really going to do much for them, but they just don't understand that yet. Or they may not understand the impact, negative impact that they're having on their communities. So, you know, doing for the good of all, when you've got, like, we'll divide into, like, light versus dark, what the light side will know is healthy for them to do and is beneficial for them to do, the dark side will usually have a problem with. And that's part of the reason why, like, we have this dark or the unawakened parts. It's just simply the places where people don't want to do certain things. They don't think they have to. There's a lot of, you know, sometimes people plot revenge over, you know, the fact that you, how dare you say that they have to do their own work. Some people get very toxic, very abusive, that you even said that they have to do their own work. And in those instances, it is for their, for, you know, that abusive or toxic person, it is in their best interest to know and understand that they have to do their own work. But if they don't see it that way, they won't understand it. And then you got problems. So, you know, for the light side, and I really want to be clear about this, the light is where your protection is. And I don't mean this in some sort of, like, airy fairy way, like, oh my God, my light, the angels will, you know, like, protect me, you know, regardless of what I do, you know, and then people are actually using dark stuff and expecting, like, the angels will protect them. It's not, you know, from that sort of perspective. It's that when you do enough of your positive work, when you learn how to embody that more and more and more, you start to see through the stuff that doesn't work. And you have to get to a certain level to be able to understand that. And that's usually your positive stuff. That's, like, your, what we think of as the light, because it's the light that helps you see the darkness. And I understand that it sounds a little bit airy-fairy, but if we look at this and we put this in a math idea, if you understand how to do math properly, say to a 12th grade level of high school or university, whatever, you're going to be able to see the mistakes that people are making when they're just learning math in grade 3. You're also going to be able to see that if you've got a grown-up who 2 plus 2 is 4 and you try to explain them and they don't think that they should have to do the work, they should be able to throw oranges at your head, they should be able to throw temper tantrums, you know, upright a table, yell at you, try to destroy you, whatever else, because they don't want to learn 2 plus 2 is 4. And they just decided they don't need to do it. You should follow them around every single day, and you should just do all the math for them. You know, if you say 6 oranges, they shouldn't have to count 6 oranges. You start to get that it becomes not just a lot of work, but it becomes a lot of nonsense to deal with, because, I mean, you know, everybody should be able to pick out 6 oranges from the supermarket, unless they have, you know, some sort of impairment. And when I say impairment, I mean an actual impairment. Involves that not... sometimes people don't want to learn stuff because they think that it's going to get them help if they're stuck. And they think as long as they don't know what to do and people deliberately cripple themselves, they will definitely put themselves in positions where they deliberately do not know certain things because they think that it's going to get somebody else to come in and do the work for them. It starts to help you to be able to understand and see through that a lot easier, whereas people who deliberately are putting a kink in their knowledge will not have that same capability. And, you know, it's true for, you know, at the smallest ideal of, like, being able to count out six oranges, and it's true to, you know, the highest degrees possible, which is why you get books on business, and I've said this one before a lot, it's why you get books on business where the business people are like, what do I need to improve? What do I need to do? You know, what was my responsibility in this? When things went sideways, what skill set do I need to learn? You know, and all these sorts of things, which is why people get ahead financially, emotionally, in terms of the people that they're hanging out with. And when people don't have those capabilities, they sometimes don't understand the impact of what it has. And so not only will they not use them, but they can actually use the opposite, because they'll think that the negatives are somehow going to get them what they want. And it doesn't work that way, but it's a very hard thing for people to understand. So the way that living the positive actually gets you results and offers you protection is because the more that you do it, the more that you can say no to the people that aren't doing it. And if you don't really have that to the degree that you need it to have it, and this is where this is one of my specialties for coaching. So if you want to learn how to do this, I'm the right coach for you. When there's the sort of like places where can do the positives, where we do the positives in life, we come to this point of being able to recognize faster and faster the more that we grow what's going to go wrong and who you're going to bring into your life in different areas. But if you don't have enough experience with that, that actually makes it very hard to do. If you don't have enough experience with it, what will happen is people will try to make the distinctions between people that, you know, are going to be serving for them to be involved with and people that they can't be involved with, and they really can't tell the difference. Now, there are some things within that, such as some people will have honest trouble making decisions, and for that, you would need to go see somebody from the somatic, who deals with somatics and a long history dealing with somatics, dealing with somebody who's more advanced in the Borel Institute techniques or any of those like visceral neural manipulations, those sorts of things, because there are different reasons why people can't actually make a decision. I deal with the part where, you know, people just don't have enough experience with it, but then there's also stuff where like certain parts of the brain will actually go offline. That is not my modality. But going to see those modalities where those things do make a difference, it can actually, or they can like put the brain back online, so to speak, or help to release trauma so things can get booted up easier, so to speak. You can get people who are capable of making decisions easier and easier just from having the baseline stuff on. And also when dealing with the coaching stuff, anything that you can like use to like put things together for how your mind works, which is what I do, will help you to understand and be able to leave that stuff behind easier and easier and easier, because it is, it's not as hard as people think, but you got to do the work, and people don't want to necessarily do the efforts on it. And so what'll happen is, you know, when you do the work, you understand where people don't. Now, sometimes people who don't do the work, they'll see still, you know, where other people don't do the work themselves, but they won't be able to make a distinction between, a good enough distinction between who's going to be healthy for them to be involved with and who's not going to be healthy for them to be involved with. And that can be a skill set that can be built up through different modalities. One of them is mine, but I don't deal with people who have psychiatric issues. issues, I would really suggest going to see somebody from the Borel Institute. Not because they're counselors, they're not, but to get whatever's behind the scenes that may be contributing to different issues can help to get them online. If there's brain stuff, for example, that can be dealt with through physical manipulation, and there is, some of that stuff is really beautiful. And then for the other brain stuff, you need to go see somebody from the somatic, from somebody who deals with the somatics. But doing those sorts of things helps people to actually, you know, make decisions easier and easier. Like, you know, do I want to hire somebody for an accountant who does not understand that 2 + 2 = 4? And then they're, because they don't understand that, you know, they're flipping up a table. Well, obviously not. Now, for, you know, a very large, extraordinarily large portion of the population, you understand you're probably not going to want to hire somebody for an accountant who doesn't understand that 2 + 2 = 4, you know, pretty easy peasy. But there are people out there, quite frankly, who that would not be a consideration for, because they just don't know enough. They don't know enough about math. They don't know enough about how to pick out, you know, somebody who's beneficial versus not. You know, so there are people, unfortunately, as you know, kind of strange as that sounds, there will be people who don't know to say no to an accountant who does not know how to put 2 + 2 = 4 together. And even though that's a wildly, you know, sort of simplistic way to put it, this holds true for like every single, why, if you've ever met like those really, 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 really huge big business people, and people around you are like going, no, it's okay, we'll do it this way. And the big business person is going like, nope. And if you've ever had that experience and you understand why the big business person is saying no, and you're seeing all the people who don't understand it to that part of the business to that degree going, it'll be fine. And you're like, no, just change it. And it's not until like the big business person comes in and you're like, oh, thank God somebody else understands me. If you've ever had that, and I've definitely been in that situation. If you've ever had that experience, then you start to understand, like, you have to play at a certain level in order for, and you have to play with people who are capable of playing at that certain level in order to be able to get results done. Because if people don't understand it, they will go through, to an extraordinarily large degree, mistake after mistake after mistake, regardless of how much, you know, how many problems it's going to cause you. They're going to keep making those mistakes and they're going to keep causing you problems. because there has to be a certain level of training and understanding and a willingness to do the training and a willingness to understand in order to be able to get to a high enough degree, in order to be able to understand, like, you know, what's gone wrong where. And when people, you know, when people are stuck in different areas, one of the things that you have to really look out for is, you know, whether you think that a positive is going to work or a negative is going to get you somewhere. Because sometimes people think that, you know, a negative action is going to create some sort of bend in their life. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't work that way. I know sometimes you're going to see people who will use a lot of negative things. And sometimes they still have people around them. Sometimes they, you know, you see people who still watch on to somebody who's obviously destructive. They've got a lot of friends in the whole nine yards. So I'm not going to say like it never works for anybody ever, but you have to understand with the negatives, there's always a side effect. Now, when people have too much experience with hardship or toxic people or abusive people, sometimes they think like, okay, the positives don't work, but the positives won't work with people that are too negative. And the negatives won't work with people who are very, very who are living like a healthy, beneficial life. The chances are that the negatives are going to work with them. I'm not going to say it's never going to work, but your chances go down. And the stronger that people get in the positive, the more that they start to see things in new ways and they start to say no to the negatives and to the person doing the negatives, even if the person doing the negatives thinks it's not that big of a deal. When you start to understand how much of this stuff plays out, you learn how to really shortcut things really, really quickly. And because you understand the detriment of those behaviors that are going to have an impact in their life and what the side effects are going to be in your life as a result. But if people don't have enough experience with that, they don't really understand the difference. And it'll seem like you're just, you know, just because they showed up at somebody at your house with somebody who, you know, like ran over your dog and, you know, hit all the kids' toys in the yard and something like that, and, you know, 10,000, you know, vet bills and the cost of replacing toys, you know, $2,000-$3,000 worth of damage, and they don't think it's a big deal and you should just suck it up. I mean, for somebody in that position, they won't think it's a big deal for that to happen. You can't blame them, da-da-da-da-da. Well, if you're not in that position, then the fact that somebody's just come into your yard, wrecked $3,000 worth of stuff, isn't going to pay for anything, doesn't think they should have to pay for anything, you know, is going to go on slandering. You start to learn really quickly. You start to pick up different cues really quickly about how you want to stay away from that person. And I'm using like more exaggerated happenings, and these things do happen. If you've seen people who, or you work with people who have enough problems, these things do happen. I really want to be clear about that. But, you know, in those positions, those people won't think there's anything wrong. But if you understand that, like, you want to stay away from somebody who's doing that, you will pick up on different factors that will help you to make, help you to identify that a lot sooner than other people will. Now, if people have not had enough experience with the positive usages to be able to identify that stuff, it can sometimes feel like they're getting cut off for no good reason, or people are abandoning them for no good reason. And is that happening? Sometimes, yes, but the more that you grow yourself, the more that you'll start to understand where people are just, you know, cutting off things because, like, willy-nilly, because they don't understand how to use boundaries properly, because they're playing a game in the moment, because there's... You know, they just feel like it and they don't understand the side effects or the results that are going to come out after. And the more that you build up, and this is one of the benefits of coaching, is that the more you build up and learn how to use the positive, then you're able to understand the difference between when you've made a mistake and when somebody else is just playing games. And generally speaking, you know, if somebody's playing games and they're going to ditch you right off the bat, you know, a lot of people in those positions, they tend to find themselves sort of like dumped and they don't understand why. And they keep fighting or trying to make people understand or whatever. But if you're on the positive and you do it enough, you understand like what are the deal breakers really, really easily, not because you're being willy-nilly about them, but because you start to understand, you know, things like, well, say the person that's, you know, come into your yard, done all that stuff, say that's the best friend of the person that, you know, is coming to your house for whatever reason, whether it's a love interest or, you know, just, you know, maybe you're trying to get a friendship going or whatever. Understanding, if you didn't see it before, all of a sudden you get that understanding of that level, that that's the type of person that that person hangs out with. You're probably going to end up with a lot of detriment really, really quickly. And it's not going to be worth it to try to further along the relationship. In fact, every single person listening to this has had an experience where, for whatever reason, you've met somebody where you wanted to be friends with them, or you were looking to pursue a romantic relationship, something in a positive format, but you met somebody else that they had in their crowd and you realized instantly that it was going to be a deal breaker for you. And you can't get to that point from just wanting everything to be a deal breaker as soon as somebody trips every tiny little thing, regardless of whether it's going to be impactful or not. But again, one of the benefits of coaching is it helps you to discover and to separate what's actually going to be a large pattern that's going to play out, that's going to be, you know, good for you to avoid, versus it's just somebody that's made like a little error, but it's still worth, you know, it's still worth giving somebody a chance because everybody makes mistakes. And these are not both like the same description. These are not two different scenario descriptions of the same behavior. They're actually vastly different when you understand how patterns play out. And so coaching actually helps you to make those distinctions. Your self-development helps you make those distinctions so that you can make better choices in your life. And I mean, the simplest way to put it is learning how to live life in the positive, actual genuine positive, is what to those places where you can actually defend yourself. You can actually start to see people that you're going to need to avoid very, very quickly. Those are the sorts of things that will help you to make, to be able to do it faster and faster and faster. And while you're still going to be human, and everybody is, it's not going to be, you know, you're never going to be perfect in every single moment, but you can do enough to make your life turn out well. And if there are certain mistakes that come in, because it's going to happen at some point in time, you can recover quickly, you can bounce back, and then you can go and do the things that you need to. And that's when, and those are more of the benefits of coaching. And again, this is, you know, really, this is positive usages of coaching and positive usages of self-development. I really want to be clear about that. When I say like living the positive, I don't mean when you see people who are sort of like faking it, right? Like they're like, yes, I'm happy in every single moment. And you can like feel the, I'll be polite and say falsehood dripping off them. I'm not talking about that, because if you think, if you see something as, if you see an idea interpreted and it's used in a false manner, and if we've had a few callers over the years, you really, really hate that usage, you know, and quite frankly, well, good for you, you know, because the living the positive stuff isn't about being fake. It's sort of like a puzzle, and it's an unfolding where if you put things into the proper slots and you're willing to use them, it's actually very real and it's actually very natural. And that's my specialty, is how to get you to use this stuff for real in natural ways that are actually just part of your growth. And from that perspective, you can actually learn how to have a happier, happier life. You can thrive more. You can build your life up more. You can do all these amazing, wonderful things, and it will provide you self-protection. So those are the ways that we use the positives to actually get you somewhere. So we have so we have Lori in California, and she wants to know about spirit guides right now. So Lori, go to our website. That's newsforthesoul.com. It's newsforthesoul.com. And look to find somebody that you like who deals with spirit guides. That's not my specialty. I don't really do them very much. I'd rather see you talk to somebody who knows more about that right now, especially with the way the things are very, very weird. I'd rather have you talk to somebody who that's their modality. So you can go to our website, that's newsforthesoul.com, and look for anybody that talks about spirit guides. So we have, and thanks for writing in, and I hope you get the help that you need. We have Andrew in the UK, and he wants to know, he wants a reading about his job, and he wants to know if it's stable long term. So one moment here, Andrew. One moment. One moment. Okay. yes and no. So I'm seeing that there's going to be a wild hump. Let's see. Oh, boy. Of about 3 to 5 years. And anything can happen. Here's the part I don't like about this. Anything can happen. And depending on how things go, they do affect different teacher outcomes. So I'm seeing after the wildness of the 3 to 5 years, I am seeing that stability would be there for about 8 years. And then it would be going back to like sort of, you know, stable, not stable. So it's like you're in an industry where it's like it's going to be stable where it's stable, and it's going to be not where it's not. and right now you're going through the rough patch. So would I stick around for that? You know, to see whether it's going to turn out. Let's see here. One moment. Okay, let's see. Okay, so what they're showing me is if you're going to go find something different, you're going to have more stability. I'm not going to tell you that it's, oh, wait, hold on. No, okay, not allowed to tell you that part. Okay, yay, they're catching it in time. Woo-hoo. Going to have more stability long-term if you go look somewhere else, even with, like, the, okay, in 8 years, you're going to get job stability. Hold on. Here, hold on a minute. It's sort of like you're going to be looking at the light. You're going to be like, okay, there's a stability. There's a stability. But things are going to be sort of like taking you 4x4, so to speak, energetically. It's sort of like, look, I can see the hoop. There goes Andrew. Oh, look, I can see the rising. Whoop, there goes Andrew. Oh, look, light. Whoops, back into, you know, back bouncing down. And it's sort of like, you know, imagine going through, going 4x4-ing. I don't know if you have that over there. It's when we take those, like, all-terrain vehicles and people like to go, you know, riding through rough terrain. It's sort of like, look, there's a lake. Whoop, there he drops Andrew down. Look, he's up on the next hill. Whoops, there's a lake. Whoop. You know, and it's like you're trying to get to the lake, but it's like the lake keeps popping in and out of view because you're just being rocked so wildly. Now, you know, is the lake there? Yes. In terms of the job stability and your happiness, am I saying, okay, Andrew gets to the lake? Quite frankly, I'm seeing you being thrown so much about. I don't ever see you getting to the point of going like, woohoo, we're at the lake, you know, okay, we're going to, you know, go fishing or, you know, we're going to go for a swim, whatever it is. I don't see you having the good stuff. I just keep you seeing on like the never ending ride, even through your job stability parts. I just still keep seeing you going for the never ending wild ride. So there's a lot of things that are up and down right now. There are definitely options that are going to be a lot more stable for you. There will be some variation in that. I really want to be clear. I have to be careful about how much I'm allowed to say right now. with that, basically, your answer is look for a different job. That's really what it boils down to you for. hold on here. Basically, what it boils down to is that you really need to be looking for a different job. This one's not going to be worth for you personally, is not going to be worth you sticking to long term. It's just going to put you through a bunch of nonsense for no good reason. So I'd really suggest trying to find different work. So thanks for writing in. We have Lisa C., and she wants to know where her energy is at for settling down. Is this a good time to start a family? So one moment here, Lisa C. One moment here. So Lisa, I do, you're very unique energetically. So I can understand why you're like wanting to sort of like write in and get somebody else's opinion of your energy, because like first look versus looking at your core, two totally different things. So you do have like, I mean, at your core, like when I go into this, you've got a very, very lovely energy, honey. I really want to tell you it's like smooth and, you know, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. If I could turn on something like, you know, the fireplace, but I could like get the nice smoothing vibes instead coming out of Lisa, I would totally turn on that. I would totally turn on the Lisa fireplace, the internal Lisa fireplace, and just be like, and enjoy the smooth vibes that are coming out. It's really, really very lovely, honey. So family, let's see here. Hold on. I'm seeing that you're a little bit lost right now, so it's kind of like not knowing what direction to turn, which, you know, I mean, in some senses, you know, it can seem like it's a good idea to start a family. You know, at least you know what to do. You know, you're getting the baby years sort of like under your belt when there's no other prospects on the horizon. So it can be seem like it's going to be a good time to sort of like dedicate to your children when they're small, especially if you want to be a stay-at-home mom for the first while. It seems like that could be a good time to do it. Unfortunately, you are at this point where you have the opportunity to make a completely and absolutely huge energetic difference for the type of family life that you're going to create. Right now, I would suggest that now is not a good time to start a family, because you're not yet enough solidified enough in who you are and in your past. What's going to happen is, I mean, your kids can still, and I do see kids, emphasis on the S, the kids, so I do see more than one for you, but what I'm seeing is the effect. It's starting your family at this point in time versus waiting and finding yourself first. waiting and finding yourself first and getting that solidified under your belt, sweetheart, I'm seeing like magazine perfect family. Like I'm seeing, you know, the great kids, the kids who are really go-gettery, the kids who are really, you know, making things happen. And, you know, we've all seen those kids, right? Like we know those kids, like that kid's going to turn out to be something special when they're an adult. You know, they've got that good solid energy. They've got that light energy. And it becomes this really wonderful family unit. And really a wonderful family unit, but I mean, like, it really looks picture perfect. And not just by, like, just looking at the outside and looking at a magazine, although the family I'm seeing, you look like you could be in a magazine, sweetie pie. I really want to be clear about that. But energetically, it looks like you should be in a magazine with your kids. Like, it really looks that good. When we're looking at it, though, for starting a family right now, and thank you so much for checking this out, because, you know, I think this is really important for a lot of people. Right now, what I'm seeing is if you start a family right now, because you haven't put in those factors into yourself about, like, living, you know, your life to like your past, to the stuff that really makes your heart sing, and really getting that solidified in yourself in enough different areas. So financially, to your dreams, the relationship of your dreams, the finances of your dreams, all those sorts of things. And even just talking about it, I mean, I'm seeing you light up. I'm seeing your energy get even more beautiful. I'm seeing the gold, the whole nine yards. What I'm seeing is starting a family right now, it's not going to have that effect. And so like what you're going to have is you're going to have kids, same kids, but it's like you have this sort of like determination of path of like how your kids are going to turn out. And we, you know, on one hand, we understand that about like child's development. On the other hand, you know, there are kids who do marvelous things anyways, in spite of their families. And we see kids who, you know, quite frankly fail in spite of the best families that they've got. So there are variations within that, but what I'm seeing with you, though, is that you have the real capability to create that amazing family, or from the position, having children in the position that you're in right now, you're going to have kids that are going to need more of your support. That would be the path that they would take more, and it's going to be a lot more work for you to do, whereas, like, when you have the picture-perfect family, including with the energetics, what I'm seeing is, like, I mean, you know, it's really easy to have a great, like, have a really amazing life. Not that kids aren't work, but when your kids are, like, really amazing, they're really exciting, and they really, like, help feed your soul, and you feed each other, and you have these great lives, I mean, the children really do add in something to the parents. So you can have that version of it, or you can have the kids that you're going to kind of have to like prop up and try to get going and like push and like, you know, hey, mommy's going to be your cheerleader. But I'm not saying that the same energy is going to be there from coming from you. So it would be like a lot harder to kind of be the cheerleader if you, and it's not that, I mean, your kids have great potential, your future kids. I really want to tell you about that. but if you've ever seen somebody else, like where you get people who you kind of have to prod to sort of like get going and they just kind of like won't, your kids aren't going to be like that too, like that sort of like dull-footed, I call it the boiled potato syndrome, where they just kind of like act like they're just potatoes, baked potatoes, like you can kind of push them, but they're not really moving. You prod them, but they don't really do anything. you're going to kind of have like that happening. Not because your kids are bad, you've got wonderful kids, but because of the timing of when you're having them, they're not going to be living their potential as much, and it's going to take more prodding on your part, and there's going to be a lot more resistance for them to do that, especially your daughter. Your daughter, you would – oh, hold on. Okay, I can't tell you any more than the daughter. oh. Sorry, nope, I'm not allowed to tell you anything else on your daughter. But that would be one of the things that would be more happening. And I really want to be clear, like, your daughter, future daughter, is going to be amazing. I really want to be clear about that. She has a potential. But, again, you're going to be the one really affecting what path your kids are going to take and what experience they're going to have for that as a result. So that is something to keep in mind. I would really suggest waiting. Hold on. just a minute here. Okay, so I am allowed to give you a timeline for how long to wait. And that this is, as it stands, things, you know, I mean, I hear some people are like, I know everything and nothing is ever wrong. That takes away free will. I don't operate like that. You know, the things that you do have an impact. I really want to be clear about this. If you've ever seen somebody who's like, they're psychic and they tell you your person's going to be there and they weren't, that's because there's free will there. So let's see here. Hold on a minute. And by free will, I mean what you put in or what you don't put in, but let's see here. I would wait, from what I'm seeing right now, I would suggest waiting for at least 4 years. And it's during that 4 years, really getting on your path and really doing the things that you need to do that are going to really make your heart sing. Because, honey, if you want kids, you know, you want to find out all this stuff because you want to be able to have it in place so you know where to take your kids. You really want to have this in place so you can solidify for yourself without having to take your kids into account yet. There's all sorts of good things for doing this on your own and building that up first that can be really absolutely amazing for you. So for you, for the next 4 years, quite frankly, I take it as 4 years of reading of like just building up your fabulous self, doing it to like, you know, your best place possible. And I'm seeing that you're having a little bit of a problem with that. I know, right? It's really hard to live your fabulous sometimes. And it sounds kind of funny to say that. You're going to have to work on living your fab self. But that is one of your challenges, as funny as that kind of sounds, to do the things that are going to be living your potential to the highest degree possible. And I'm seeing like you've got a lot of factors in there for you. I would really, really suggest coaching because of all the different twists and turns that I'm seeing about what you're willing to take in one moment, what you're not willing to take in the other moment. And usually in those, when I see those sorts of situations, that's somebody that's going to be really good to, they're a really good candidate for coaching to get those things sort of like sorted out so that they work in the proper ways. Because if you don't know how to use them, I mean, they can either be to your benefit, all those floaty things. They're either the different things that can help you see the different viewpoints and you can use them so it's actually benefit for all the different areas of your life, or they can work against you if you don't understand them. And from what I'm seeing, from what pops up, where it pops up, when it pops up, some of the things with a little bit of tweaking, I think you could actually get much better results on and have it work for you instead of like maybe, you know, throwing you for a bit of a, I don't want to quite say a loop, but like making things more challenging than they need to be. So thank you for writing in. And you can go to my website, that's www.enlightenmentinthecity.com. I charge for the sessions and the coaching, they're all the same prices. So you can just go and book your appointment there. Let's see here. Okay. So Shay in Boston, and this is going to be a quick one because we're coming up to the top of the hour here. And Shay wants to know if there's anything coming up for her soon for new money-making opportunities. So one moment here, Shay in Boston. Okay, yes. Very, very large money-making opportunities. If you've ever seen somebody who's extraordinarily, amazingly gorgeous, and they're kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to be bothered to do my hair. I don't really care about my clothes. And they don't bother brushing their hair, and they don't bother wearing the right clothes. And you're like, but you're so good-looking. They're like, yeah, I'm not into people who are into that. That's you, honey, with money. So you have extraordinarily large money-making opportunities. You've got the cash rolling in. You've got that potential. And I'm seeing the, well, yeah, whatever. You know, and it's like, hi, pile of gold. And like literally I'm seeing this pile of gold. And I'm seeing Shay go, yeah, you know, like, well, I don't know about that one. It's like, oh. I wish if I could bottle that and like hand it out to people, I mean, I'd be like a trillionaire. Okay. And you're just like, yeah. So yes, money making opportunities, very large money making opportunities, but you have to be willing to grab them. And I'm seeing that's kind of like not really your thing, so to speak. And there's sort of like this, like a sort of like just kind of like ignoring, not taking it seriously. And it's like there's the giant pieces of gold lying all over the place, and there's a lot of them. So let's see here, one moment. And the thing is, like, for a lot of people, they have to work really hard. And we hear this, right? We hear, oh, you got to work hard. You got to do this. You got to do that. And here I am seeing Shade just like, fine, I'll pick up the money. Oh, all bending over to pick up all this money that's lying on the ground, picking up these gold pieces. Oh, my God. You know, and it's like, I mean, you really, the only way you could possibly make that easier, really, is if somebody handed you the winning lottery ticket and was just like, here it is, boom, they put it in your hand, just go cash it, and you'd have money. Like, really, that's the only thing that could, well, actually, that would even be harder because, you know, then you'd have to, you know, check the numbers, and then you'd have to, like, go to the lottery office and, you know, book your appointment, and then you got to set up new bank accounts or, you know, and you got to learn about investing. So actually winning the lottery would be like more work than what I'm seeing for you to get money in. So really there's no easier way for you to get money. You just have to bend over and be willing to pick it up. And I'm saying that literally, but I'm just saying, Shane, just be like, yeah. So yeah, money making opportunities, really hope you pick. And I might suggest you want to teach other people how to do that. Just a suggestion, because damn, that's pretty easy for you. So thank you so much for writing in. So wow, thank you everybody. We've had a great show. I love seeing the ease that people can have for certain things. I always find that a little bit funny when people don't take advantage of it. You know, it's like, you can do it, but I'd have to bend over. Like, come on, Al, bending over. I mean, come on, to pick up a gold piece. Yeah, I wish it was that easy for everybody. But the nice thing about it is we start to understand, like, what are the capabilities, right, that people have. And I want to understand, like, everybody's got capabilities to make things happen to higher and higher degrees, and coaching can help you get in touch with that. So thank you, everybody. My name is El Hoshotar. You can go to my website, which is www.enlightenmentinthecity.com. You can go to our website here for newsforthesoul.com. That's a little bit shorter. My information's on there. You can write in. You can call in. I'm here every single week at 3 p.m. PST, New York and Chicago. That's your rush hour. I do intuitive readings, and I do coaching. And the first one is free, so you can come check it out and get your life rearranged and learn how to make you work for you. So thank you so much, everybody. I love you. Take care of yourselves. And again, 3 p.m. every single week in New York and Chicago, PST. That's your rush hour. Bye-bye.